you.
I'm so inspired by moms killing it. Like, I feel like I just got into motherhood, mm-hmm. and just to see mothers been doing it and doing it still, yeah, I'm like,
it don't stop.
I'm so excited.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Hey, mom.
Welcome to Moms Actually. I'm Blair.
And I'm Morgan.
And this is our special guest, Monica Style Muse.
Yes.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the couch with us.
Oh,
and hanging out with us. Yeah. For
we're already friends. We're besties.
Yeah, besties. We're besties.
Listen.
It happened in like 2 minutes.
Just
Absolutely.
Two.
Back with me. So brag on yourself a little bit.
Yes.
You know, I think they know who you are, but just in case for the two people that don't.
Right.
They're so sweet. Okay, so for those who don't know, my name is Monica Style Muse. I am a digital influencer. I've been in the game for quite some time. So they say, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, it's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. But I'm your favorita morenita, you know. Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn, okay. But I'm currently in Los Angeles. A lot of people don't know that about me. And it's okay because my son now is from the Valley, child. So we're going to take it. It's okay. Yeah. But I do all things beauty, mm-hmm. lifestyle. I like to say, yo hago lo que a mí me da la gana. You know, I do whatever
that,
I want.
I love okay? when you do that.
But it's just important for me to just be myself in any space I'm in, whether it's beauty, whether it's fashion, whether it's mommyhood. Mm-hmm. And I'm just here to just share a little piece of myself that yes. maybe you may not know so much. So thank you for having me.
Of course. Yes. You guys are going to love her. This yes. conversation is about to be so good,
so excited.
Real. You guys are going to relate to it, but I need you guys to do something for me first.
Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do?
Subscribe.
Yes. Subscribe right now.
Yes, we're
yes.
going to give you 5 seconds to press the red button.
We waiting.
Okay.
Yes!
So let's get into it. You want to tell her about our little
okay,
game?
So It's Giving Motherhood is our little game, okay? Uh-huh. And so we take these paddles. This is what this is here for.
Alrighty.
And the gold means yes or it's the first option. The white means no or it's your second option, okay?
Alrighty.
And the first answer is always the right answer. So don't think too hard about
trust
it.
You
just
good.
Give us the
I trust y'all.
The real, okay?
I trust y'all. Let's
so
do
we're going
to
ask you a question. I will start. Did you experience being touched out after having your baby?
What's touched out?
So, like, oh, you're cooking okay. and your man come up beside you, like...
And you're like, oh, I don't
ooh,
like
and
that.
And
you
like, ooh.
Ah! Because you have your baby and your baby's always with you. You're...
No. Touch me.
Okay. Oh. She said, touch me. So the hormones yeah. did the opposite for me.
Listen, it was on fire. I was like, do not get me pregnant again. They got to have a C-section.
She was like, yeah. wink.
So we couldn't do nothing. You know what
I'm saying? Yes, well, I was like, look,
oh,
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and it wasn't on purpose. I didn't even know what it was. I felt so bad. He'd yeah. be like, you know, he'd walk behind me like a little puppy dog. Like, oh. And I'm like, it's yeah. not personal. I just...
Not right
I
now.
I feel like that when I have reaction. My period. Like, don't touch me while I have my period. Like, my
okay.
boobs, oh my, do not touch me.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
That's all. Or when I'm doing chores. Like, don't bother yes. me when I'm doing chores because I'm not there with you. I'm cleaning.
I have a random question.
Oh, let's
we just
do
talk
it.
About getting our boobs done.
Uh-huh.
I really liked being touched on the boobs before I had my breasts done.
Yes.
Hated it afterwards.
I agree.
It changed for you too?
Because it's like... I know what we're so honest with each other,
yeah.
and I know he knows there's milk in here still. So he's probably like, ah, I don't know, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like a part of me felt like this is like I'm a mom,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and it became like, I went from like boobs to milk supply.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it was like,
these are weird. Anymore.
Yeah, like yeah. it's weird. Ooh. I don't know. I agree. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm That's not the only one I felt
yeah.
like. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. don't touch.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of weird. No,
yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay. Has being a mom given you more confidence in your body?
Baby.
I'll say yes now. Yes, yes, yes. Because I'm like, oh, I really baby. Did that.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I did that.
And oh, you're like confident in like, oh, my body's really cool and what it can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like okay. my body. And then I also like, not only is it cool that it could do this, but like I look good.
Ooh, and you do.
Thank you.
Okay, have you seen her? Like these women are incredibly like stunning. I came in here, I said, oh my gosh. I'm so glad. Like I was really like so blown away. Not that I had any less expectations, but I was just so blown away by how everything is set up and just
oh,
like,
thank you.
I'm so inspired by moms. Killing it.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I just got into motherhood mm-hmm. and just to see mothers been doing it and doing it still,
yeah,
I'm like,
it
don't stop.
You.
I'm so yeah. excited. No, motherhood made me feel like, y'all gonna see this fupa, y'all gonna see this gut. But the thing is, I feel like I've been more transparent. Yeah. Like, I'll tell my audience, I'm wearing a faja today. Yeah. I'm not wearing a faja today. Yeah. That hurt, okay? Like, that is not gonna work. But I just feel like I made a whole child.
Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it, because I get so sad when I see people who have recently had their babies and they're trying to show their snapback after.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it looks good, I'm just like, I feel so sad that that's the expectation. I'm like, your cervix is swollen. It's not even about being fat, especially like right after you have a kid. Like, your cervix is swollen.
Your insides.
So if you're showing me you have a flat stomach afterwards, like, what did, like, that's not good.
It does something weird to, I feel like a lot of moms these days feel like I have to look like this immediately after.
You get those legging pictures about, like, 3 days after the baby. I'm like,
Or even like in my culture, they had me wrapped the next day. I was like in like my mom
they're
was
trying
like
to get those put abs the, together.
I said, "Who's wearing this and I'm breastfeeding?"
Like I can't breathe.
No. It's too much. It's too much.
Yes. Okay. So have you found yourself comparing yourself to other moms?
Yes.
Yeah, I think subconsciously I do.
Yeah,
like not on purpose.
Yes, I
but
agree.
Then I'm like, get out of there.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You have to talk to yourself. And more so, like, not more so, like, I want that. More so, like, how are you doing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I'd be like, dang, how are you doing all of this? How do you look like this girl spilled the beans?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think these conversations are so important to have, because I don't think people, like, I'm sure people look at me and like, girl, how are you doing it?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at people at like,
how
you look like that? And you got all these kids and then like you got a job and you were from home and you a mom, like, and you a wife, like, how are you doing it? So it'd be that. But other than that, I'm like, no, it's okay. Like, I don't want that. Yeah. I just want to know how you're doing it.
Yes.
The only thing I compare is like, how did your abs get back together?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how? And then, of course, the Pinterest moms, because it's like, I want to. I won't, but I want to.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's true. And then I also have to remember their age. Like, a lot of the girls who are having babies now who I follow, they're younger. Okay. Your body snaps back differently when you're younger. Yes.
And it snaps back really nice with the first child.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Layla was kind to you.
Yeah, like, after Layla, oh my goodness. You would have, it was great.
Yeah.
I still had abs, all the things. Yeah.
So after Zoe, you were like, I'm coming right back.
Zoe came for war.
Yeah.
I'm coming in this. What's her sign?
She's a Gemini.
Oh, okay. Mm. So she said, I'm gonna bring a little spice, color to your life.
Both of them, truly. And you know, your body also knows when you're pregnant, like what to do on the second and third child.
Oh, wow.
Your body immediately, like I was showing.
Oh, yeah, you show earlier
so
the second
quick.
Child.
Oh.
So be prepared for that.
Yeah.
I felt like I showed so quick. I don't know if it was my torso was short.
Well, then you're going to show up like there's going to be no confusion next time.
My husband always jokes, and he's like, literally, you took the pregnancy test, told me that you were pregnant, and the next day you had a butt. Literally. He's like, we couldn't hide it for very long.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm. I couldn't wait for my belly. I remember we were pregnant in Miami, and I didn't tell nobody. It was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember people came up to me, and they were so sweet. So shout out, if y'all watching, thank y'all for not telling nobody. Because I was throwing it back on John, and you could see the whole belly. But it's that in-between of, like, you don't look
pregnant.
She just enjoyed life.
It was so annoying. You didn't know what to wear. Literally, it was so stressful. But it was fun. It was fun.
So, next question.
Okay.
Do you keep your goals private?
I don't.
I feel like no.
No. Okay, no.
Y'all can't take what's aligned for me. Like, if God has this set up for me, like, I don't even know how I got here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm just from Brooklyn, I just, like, came on here right after I got laid off. I was on unemployment for a year. You have to go and get checked in and, like, make sure you was looking for a job. You got to go to, like, the little workshop.
Yeah.
And be like,
have
you been looking for a job? And you show them this little chart.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've been looking. Like, I can't get a job.
I remember that during COVID.
I've been looking at $300 a week. And then a year came up. I said, y'all, I ain't got a job. Like, I need money.
Yeah.
And I moved here on a whim.
And so you're like, I have no job and I have no money. I'm going to move to L.A.?
Yeah.
That's the goal?
Yeah. I mean, I came out here by the grace of God. And I told my boyfriend at the time, my fiancé, who was my boyfriend at the time, we were together for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, can we just go look at apartments? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just manifest. He goes, Monica, I don't trust you. But I had no money. So I really was like just looking.
But he has to trust you.
And I gave him 2 weeks. I called my mom. I said, Mom, we found a place.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have your blessing to move? She goes, how quick? I said, I got 2 weeks. And I gave him actually 2 weeks to make a decision if he wanted to move to LA. And he was like, what? I said, let me tell you something. I'm not about to hold back my dreams for a boyfriend. Like, I love you, but we ain't got no ties. We, like, 5 years.
Did he have a job?
Yeah, he did. And he was a smart man. We were in a long-distance relationship for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And we did the whole thing. And he loves it. He actually cannot see himself living anywhere else.
Wow.
So I'm just very appreciative and grateful. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you hear about the woman chasing the guy and following.
Yeah.
But mom, if he wants to, he will. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful that he did that. Because I was off delusion. I had nothing lined up. And he followed me. He's crazy.
So you literally, like, when you came to LA, you weren't sure what you were going to do, but you just were like...
Like, I had a management, I had deals, but nothing to be full-time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's insane. Like, I was an executive assistant at a publishing company for a while, and then I got laid off. So for me, I'm like, I'm not used to, like, what is this world?
Yeah.
10 years ago... What was it?
It was very,
yeah.
There was like maybe just a few of us. Yeah. And if you were doing well, you had to be doing well to be full time. So for me, I just really said, God, you take the wheel. And we lights have been on since, you know?
Yes.
So I'm just very grateful. It's
lights
always been going.
Since. I love that.
I mean, I'm sitting here with y'all. So
I
feel like I'm in the right direction.
You are. That's so true. Okay. So question.
Okay.
Big wedding at home or destination wedding?
I literally just had this conversation with my fiance. I said, I don't want to entertain grown folks no more. I would literally just want to buy my house and do it in the backyard. And he's destination because we have such a big family.
He's destination.
Yeah. So I'm like, he's destination. But I'm like,
I'm destination.
I would rather do this. So
please,
I don't really know.
Let's convince him. Please.
It's just... So when you decide to get married, you're, like you said, you're planning an event for everybody else on your day. It's, it's my day. Why do I have to worry about you getting good food and free drinks? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
I agree.
I don't want to entertain grown folks on my dime.
On my dime.
And then you might not even show up. Yeah. So then I'm mad. I'm losing friends along the way.
And people don't. Yeah. Oh, you always lose friends.
You always lose friends around
the Everybody way. Loses a friend.
Yeah.
Dang.
See, I don't want no drama.
Yeah,
my baby shower was already a whole ordeal.
Yeah. Awesome.
And
beautiful,
I
don't
Thank you.
Beautiful.
It was literally, it felt like a wedding. Like we woke up at 5
a.m. It looked like a wedding.
I'm like, thank goodness, because I was able to kind of like get a little sneak peek to what it could be at a wedding.
Yeah.
I said, absolutely not. Like, I don't want to have to worry about everybody else's glam.
Yeah.
I just want to worry about myself because I'm literally paying for it.
All that
I would like to just worry about myself.
Yep. All that matters is the photos and the video anyway at the end of the
day.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. So hopefully, John, you see this and we just do it in our big house.
A small wedding in our big
house.
Yes.
I would love that.
Ah, that's so cute.
And put that wedding money into our children's future. Hello.
Whoa. There
Perfect. You go. Like,
hello.
Kids at wedding or kid-free wedding?
My kid will be at my wedding, so I don't know.
Wait, what about everybody else's kid? Are they allowed?
I feel like sure. Like, what am I supposed to tell my best friend? Like, she can't bring her kid. Like, I'm going to bring my kid. Like, I don't know.
So I'm going to do like a... I'm going to do this.
Right?
Because kids at the ceremony. And
Yes.
After, y'all could go, you
but
know,
But don't you
want to
get
laid
at the reception? You got to worry about,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying the kids can come
the ceremony.
The ceremony. Okay. Don't bring the kids.
And then, at the reception, y'all got to go.
Yes, yeah. I agree. I agree. I like that concept.
Because I want my daughter was at our little... Our thing. We didn't have a wedding.
Yeah, I think the parent, like the bride and the groom, if they have kids, bring theirs. But it's like,
everybody
do you want
else.
Your friends to bring their baby to your ceremony?
No.
I know. Yeah, I think the ceremony, maybe no kids. And bring them to the party if there's like a little section for them. But sure.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you would even let the kids be at the party?
Yeah, because my family, look, Dominicans turn up with children,
yeah,
no
true.
Children. Like, the kids could be at the function,
that's
okay?
Y'all start drinking coffee around, like, 3 years old.
Oh,
right?
I'm a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Like, I drink coffee. my veins are filled with coffee, for sure, okay? But, no, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you team full glam or the no makeup look?
Dang, it's also just because it's like...
Yeah, it depends on the day.
Right, depends on the day.
Depends
like,
on the day.
Monday through Friday, if I'm not going out...
No makeup.
We're not wearing
look.
No makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But if we stepping out...
Full glam.
You say you going...
Full glam.
If we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
Absolutely. Yes. There's no in-between with me. There's not like a, she's kind of... It's either you look...
So you're full glam. You don't have no makeup look. You said if I got makeup on,
I have acne, hyperpigmentation. You going to get full glam. Like, I'm not going to give you a tinted moisturizer unless she's going to be a full coverage. Okay, let's keep it a bug.
What's your favorite full coverage tinted moisturizer?
Oh my God. Why am I Alicia Keys brand? Keys. Oh my gosh.
Wait, so she wears makeup.
Listen, but it's like a concealer. It's like an all-in-one concealer, and it has like the biggest doe foot. Oh my gosh, when I tell you, it's so fire on the skin.
Really? So she dry snitched on herself.
I don't know. It's like a good serum. It really gets my skin.
I thought she just had like skincare. I didn't know she had the.
There's a whole makeup collection.
So she's like, I'm not wearing makeup because I don't have eyeshadow on.
Yeah. Maybe she's not being specific, but like there's a little bit.
She does the no makeup.
Yes, that's what they're not telling y'all. And then the guys be like, oh, I want my face. I want y'all to do y'all makeup like her. And it be your whole face.
Yeah.
Y'all don't get it.
Okay. Got it. So last question.
All right.
Would you rather have your man take you on a surprise shopping trip or a surprise meal like date night in?
A date night in. Because I really don't need my man to do like to take me anywhere, like shopping, because we're gonna be there for a while, so this is not gonna be fun. But like a date night in, like our favorite horror film. I'm a horror film.
Oh, really?
So this is your time. That's my love language. Mm-hmm. Like cook at home. Let's watch a movie. Like we've been doing that more, especially when you have a kid who's into that. Yeah, you really gotta make
that's
it.
That's when your life starts.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! And listen, you literally have just that window.
Yep.
So. Okay, you got that window. So you either watch a movie, do what you got to do, have,
Netflix,
you know, Netflix, do whatever it is you need to do because you have a window. Hopefully you don't wake up because then it's over. But yes, I watch a movie and like relax and like talk and gossip because trust me.
You got to catch up.
We gossip.
Man up. Everything that's going on.
If you told me it's a secret, I told my man. I promise.
Well, no, there's always, I feel like if you tell anybody a secret, there's always a plus one.
Of course.
But especially if someone's married or in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't even.
Yeah, they don't count.
Yeah, it's not even like a thought. I'm like, if you're married, your husband definitely, or your whoever, they know.
But it's safe.
Yes.
Yes.
It's locked.
We locked in.
Okay, don't worry about it, okay?
Well, all right. So now that that is all over, this was good.
We're like, that was just IGL.
I know, that was just Thanksgiving. What's about to happen, y'all? Okay, so let's get into the conversation. Now, of course, we know that you are known for all things beauty and lifestyle and things like that. But what are some of the things that you don't always openly get to talk about that you wish you could?
I talk about it in and out, and I would say mostly mental health. I find myself, especially going more to like beauty events, you know, I'm stepping out more.
Yeah.
Oh, you look great, yada, yada. Okay, how are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't feel like we talk enough about that with each other. We always be living for the looks, living for the glam. And especially being in this industry for so long, I'm at a point where I don't know if it's the mother in me, but like I care.
Yeah.
Like it was fun and games when we started, but now I'm looking at you and I'm like, I'm tired. Are you tired?
Yeah.
Because I know life is putting hands on us and I'm seeing it and you're here. So I just want to know, like, I see you and I just want to, can I give you a hug? So I've just kind of been more so embracing one another in our space or just anytime I speak to someone, I want you to leave feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, like, all of a sudden, I feel like that's like the thing that makes me feel, I don't know. It makes me feel good knowing
How
that I
recent
see.
How is that?
Since the passing of my mother. Since the passing of my mother, I'm like, I'm just seeing so many people go through life. And I'm just like, how are we doing this? You know?
Yeah.
And it's incredible to witness how many of us are going through something so similar.
Yeah.
And stepping out, showing out, especially Black women.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way we step out and we're still so excellent.
Yeah.
I almost thought I wouldn't even work anymore after that because I thought people would look at me and be saddened by me.
Yeah.
But I was so... I was just so glad people didn't feel sorry for me.
Yes.
And even so, I was like, oh, you're not going to get anything mediocre from me.
Yeah.
If anything, you're going to get it even better.
Yeah.
So it's been an incredible shift in my life. And I think it's been for the better.
I was going to ask, so you're checking on everybody else. How have you been taking care of yourself since the passing of your mother?
Yeah. I mean, I'm very vocal at home. Like we do this thing where I say, hey guys, I'm at a 70 today, like from 100. Yeah. And I'm very vocal. I'm not the strong Black woman in my house anymore.
Amen.
I've hung that up.
Amen.
6 months ago.
We talk about taking capes off. If you're calling a super mom or super woman, we're doing too much.
I don't want to do it no
the
more.
The moment I hear that, I'm like, well, that means I need help.
I don't think it's a compliment to be strong. And I hate that even in this time in my life, I have to be strong because you have a child, right? But I look at him, I'm like, gracias a Dios that I have my son that has helped me navigate in this space. But honestly, I'm very vocal about my emotions at home. I tell my fiance, I think sometimes we lean onto our partners as if they're therapists. They do not. They're not therapists.
They do not count as your best friend and your relationship are not.
They're not therapists.
Therapists our therapist.
Yes, and you need that if you do. And mm-hmm. I've been very vocal about that at home. Like, okay, guys, I need help. Mm-hmm. And they're so supportive. We allow each other to feel.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I don't have any vices or anything. Yeah. I think the only thing that I lean onto is like CrossFit. Yeah. I'm like so crazy great, now. Like, I'm only like, oh. Yeah, but I'm just
I wish
so
we
grateful.
Had a pull-up bar here.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, I can't do a pull-up. I can do a little, you know, I can do a little something. I'm at home. We're vocal. And yeah. I want Carter to be able, as a black man, communicate yeah. his emotions mm-hmm. and be okay with saying, I don't feel my best today. Mm-hmm. I'm saddened. I'm angry. Yeah. And it's okay. And it's celebrated here because yeah. it's just a pocket. Like, I don't even think God allowed me to have postpartum depression.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Absolutely not. Like, I don't
yeah,
even know.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah.
Like,
how?
That would have been too much.
How would I have done it? I literally would have lost my mind. And yeah. I know it can take, mm-hmm. it can be in your body for some time, yeah. but I literally never had a moment of like, I'm depressed.
Yeah, that's so
even
good.
Still with where I'm at, I'm like, I think I might be insane because I'm okay.
No. Yeah. Like, no. And I think because he's now we you. Talk more about depression and anxiety, it feels like, oh, should I? But it's like, it's not uncommon, but it's also not common at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, yes, no matter what, you have postpartum because there's hormones, but I think it mm-hmm. doesn't have to be associated with
depression.
Yeah, with depression or anxiety.
I agree. No, it's crazy just to put your body through so much trauma, mm-hmm. losing your mom, then being a mom.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask you that.
Oh, like, go for it.
Literally, it's your first child. Mm-hmm. So yes. It's not like this was your second or mm-hmm. third where you were able to really like, you know, call your mom and say, Mom, I don't know what this is. And all
yeah.
So what has it been like really like navigating motherhood for the first time mm. while also grieving and like trying to really, you know, the yeah. loss of your mom, you know,
yeah.
you're trying to be a mom while also missing your mom.
Oh, no, it's been it's probably, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. I don't think I have a worst enemy, but if there was an idea of like,
you'd be like, God, do anything to this person, but nothing.
But that, like, mm-hmm. if anyone knew my relationship with my mother, they knew like we were like white on rice. Like,
yeah.
you couldn't.
Very close.
Mommy lived in New York, and mm-hmm. she would be like, I'm bored, girl. I booked your flight. You come yeah. tomorrow. Like,
love
we were
that.
Just like that. I would cry mm-hmm. my mom when she left Los Angeles and my fiance would come in. Well, I'm here. I'm like, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. Like, I want my mom. I'm a 30-year-old woman who wants her mom. but it happened really quickly for us. Mm-hmm. And I just believe that everything I am
yeah.
is because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing and witnessing, you know, I've never said this for the first, this is the first time I'm saying it on camera. Mm-hmm. I haven't said it, but she passed from stage 4
yeah.
gastric mm-hmm. cancer. And for me, it was something very quick, you
yeah.
know, and you almost have this, this feeling, I don't know, like, you just know that this is it. You know, mm-hmm. we just celebrated her being 13 years yeah, in remission yeah. from breast cancer. So from, we could do the math, September, I gave mm-hmm. birth.
Yeah.
We found out she had cancer in December. Jeez. From September to December, she lost 30 pounds right mm-hmm. before our eyes. And it was one of those things where you're like, death is staring at us in the face.
Ugh.
It was staring at us in the face. Mm-hmm. And it really was a shocker to my family. To this day, we are...
still like,
what?
Yeah.
Like, we, it still doesn't even feel real.
Yeah.
But she was fighting till the last of her.
Mm.
My mom was showering to the last day.
Ooh,
and I always think about, this is a little sidetrack, but have y'all seen From Scratch?
Yes.
Yeah. So you see when the sister comes, she goes, you stink.
Yeah.
And, like, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, I gotta shower every day because mommy was showering.
Yeah.
She didn't let the nurses like see her. She's like, like she still had so much fight in her.
Mm.
So I remember that. And I say, you getting up, you stepping out, and you're gonna honor your mom any way
yeah.
you can. So I'm very proud of how my family has navigated. I thought it was about to be a shitstorm child.
I was like, I don't think there's any.
Yeah,
I knew what word was coming
yeah,
out.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
There's
just, no other option.
Yeah, no,
I just knew
no.
that, you know, but I'm a lot stronger than I think.
No,
that
you
I
are.
Thought, that I
yeah,
thought. And I didn't know that until I experienced such a loss. But my aunt has been such a great
mm-hmm.
mother to me,
mm-hmm.
I guess you can say. Now she's been trying to fill those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I reassure her all the time, you don't have to worry
yeah.
about those
Aww.
Shoes.
Yeah.
You are enough. And
yeah.
just giving my family that validation, because
mm-hmm.
we need that right now. We just
mm-hmm.
need to lean on each other and give each other that support, because ultimately, we're all we have. It was just my mom, my grandmother, and my aunt. Those are the only three women. Everyone else were men.
Oh, wow.
I only have a bunch of uncles.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, like people be like, oh, you from Brooklyn? I'm like, yeah, and I like fought a lot of my cousins. Like, yeah. We're all guy cousins. Like, yeah. I'm like, listen.
Like,
that's why I wanted a boy first. And yeah. I'm like, I know how to be around boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's been incredible. My brother has been like, we look at each other like, we should be worse.
Yeah.
We should be worse. And that's the thing that I struggle with. Like, mm-hmm. I'll have pockets of joy and I'm like, mm-hmm. You shouldn't be too happy right now. Like, take it back. So I do struggle with that.
No, I could imagine because it's like I lost the most important person in my life. Like, yeah. And I'm smiling and I'm laughing. It's like
I was literally on a roller coaster at Disney World, and I was like, no, you shouldn't be laughing. Like, it'll be like the most joyful moment, and I'm like, bring it back.
Wow.
So I've been struggling with that.
And
where
you
I'm
know
like,
that's not what your mom, and that's probably why naturally you have joy because your mom didn't instill anything but that in you.
Yeah. No, my mom was.
So when you bring it back, she probably like,
girl,
she's like, why are you doing that?
Be happy. Yeah. I want this for you.
Yeah.
No, but it's been life put hands on me and it showed me that I am capable. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel superior. Yeah. Like, I literally feel like I could, like,
I want to
like
start I could saying live. That.
I feel superior.
I really, like, I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
I thought birth did a number on me. Death did a number on me.
Yeah.
Like, we thought it was going to be one thing. And
people
were like, is it your grandmother's? I was like, oh, nah, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Your girl is literally out here. And people are like, how are you working?
Yeah.
Depression is, for me, it's easy.
Yeah.
I can decide to not be, wake up, show up for my son, not go to work. Tricking my brain every morning and telling myself, you have to be happy. It's a choice for me. Because I know, depression's not always a choice.
No.
So I want to make that clear. Sometimes, especially after motherhood, it's a cloud. Like, you'd be like, bro, I'm not getting it. What's going on? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
But I make a choice every morning to show up for myself, myself first.
Yes.
So I can be the best version for everyone else.
What are you doing in the mornings?
I have no ritual.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like I think those are the things that, because I was just telling my cousin this, I was like, I want to show more of my life, but like, I feel like it has to look so curated. I have
You gotta pretend you just woke up.
That is
like,
insane.
Oh, the camera.
No.
How did you guys capture that?
Carter cried.
I just saw a video of something like that.
Yes.
They're like the nighttime routine, and they're like,
wake
and then
up.
The baby cry. They're like holding,
and then throws the baby. How are they doing that? That's when I compare myself. When I'm like, how are you doing this? Like, this is not realistic. Like, I'm literally just gonna start. I literally wake up and my house is flipped. I'm cleaning. Carter's taking things out the playpen. He's throwing every ball.
You just need to move to TikTok.
Yeah,
TikTok like all the time.
Yes, that's
they like the non-aesthetic.
I have no routine. I'm always late. I'm rushing. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, did I put on deodorant? Oh my gosh, did I brush my teeth? It'll be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Did Carter eat? Like, I'd be like, whoa. It's
like,
you've
got to feed someone 3 times a day minimum. That was the biggest change for me.
Because
I don't eat 3 times a day.
Who are you telling? And then you got to eat healthy. Like, I'm like looking at the products in the bag. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think this is healthy
for
him.
I've never looked at any restaurant
like,
before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now it's like so much information overload.
That
I'm like, should I not give him this stuff? But Carter is chilling. That little boy is so
he's
excited.
All right.
He's gonna be okay.
We were not on no, organic formula.
No.
Like,
no.
They'll be fine because somehow we exist.
And look,
we're here.
And I should
doing
not.
Fantastic. So we're going to be okay.
Yep.
So you said mental health is, you know, very important to you. You talk about it a lot. It's one of your, like, things that you care about. But did you grow up focused on mental health? Because, you know, Black families, I'll go as far to say, like, even Afro-Latina, like, it's just not a cultural thing. Yeah, so how did this become a thing for you?
I would say just communicating within, like, with my brother, with my cousin, especially
around men.
Like, it's like, you know, like, for me, I just always felt I'm the oldest. So that was, like, my fear was having a daughter and having her be the oldest. So that was honestly one of the first things. I was like, God, don't have me have a girl first. I mean, if you want me to have a girl first, sure. But I just didn't, the pressure that comes with being the oldest woman in your house,
a lot.
It's too heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry.
I'm also the oldest.
I feel so bad for us.
It's
like,
awful
we have to be the solution for so many things.
Yes.
I want Carter. That's your job now. I'm so sorry. but it's just, I would say, no, you get over it.
Yeah.
And I also grew up where you just fought.
you had a close up on that face.
You just fought with your cousins and you was like, and then we good the next day. Yeah. But that is not the way to be out here. You have to learn how to express yourself, especially when you get older. Yeah. And I think sometimes people are used to just that dynamic of being non-confrontational. Yeah.
Yes.
I love confrontation. Yeah. I am confrontation.
You're like, let's talk about it.
But see, I think it's important. So as an only child, non-confrontational. I've never been in a fight. I was going to say, you said fighting's not the way. I actually think, especially at younger ages.
Fighting at young age.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm like, not fighting strangers.
Oh, God, no.
But I actually think it would be healthy and good because I think it makes you less fearful of if it does happen. Like my kids, when they fight, it takes everything because it's annoying. But I let them argue because I'm like, they got to figure it out.
Absolutely.
Someone's always jumping in. Like, what's that going to do? But I didn't have anybody to have confrontation with.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very important skill. Like,
I agree.
To grow up.
Especially
for a woman.
Oh, listen, my fiance is the only child and we are the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what? Call him. And he'll be like, oh, no. And he'll be like, Monica, it's not that deep. Oh, ooh, he loves
it.
It's not
that deep.
It's deep to me. So I'm literally the spice. Okay?
That's my husband. But I don't tell him certain things.
Yes.
I just know.
Yes.
I'm like, this isn't even a problem. He's like, oh.
No, there have been plenty of times because, you know, with us two, we're so opposites. So I'm like, no, Blair, we need to talk about this right now. Like, we need to call them right. Like, there's been things. I'm like, no, we need to do this right now.
She's like, talking it out. I think that there's a miscommunication is so big, especially in like Black communities.
Yeah.
You'd be thinking like it's a big thing. Just talk about it. I'm sure we just read something wrong.
Yeah.
It was sent in a text message. I put it in my mind. No, that's why I like to talk it out. So you can hear my tone, hear the way I'm
voice
saying
noted.
It. Oh, a voice note. I love a good voice note.
Confrontation's not a negative word. I think we put context on words that doesn't belong to you.
I agree. Confrontation is great. Yeah. I love getting down. Like, I made better friends with confrontation.
Yeah.
Like, girl, no, I was just saying I was going to do this. Be like, oh, wow. And I thought you were saying that. Like, and then we move on.
Like, glad we talked about that.
Thank goodness.
Like, because otherwise, I would have been at home.
No.
And the other person is not even thinking about it. Like, oh, you took it.
No, I didn't even know. Why are you so angry? Like, listen, especially me now with mother, I ain't got time. Like, if you take me out of my house with my kid, I'm an Aquarius. Like, I just go with the flow. But if you take me out my flow, there's something that happens to me.
Yeah.
It's like a... something happens to me.
She's like,
oh my gosh, you know. But I pride myself in getting down to let's get down to it. Like life is too short.
Yeah.
And I hate to have to always say that, but like literally, it's short. It's not that deep.
And you got kids, so you got even less time.
If your kids are not in danger, there's food in your house.
Yeah.
Rent is paid.
Yeah.
I love you. We can get over it. You ain't sleep with my man. Listen, I love you.
You sleep with my man.
I love you. There's nothing we can't move from. Like, we good. I love you.
Like, she's like, wait, one more thing.
One more thing. As long as you didn't sleep with my man.
I love you. There's
Speaking
nothing.
Of your man.
Honey.
Oh, she's awesome.
So now that you are a mom and, you know, the baby, because typically once you put a kid in a relationship.
I thought she was going to be like in someone's tummy.
No. Once you put a kid in, you know, a relationship, things change. The dynamic changes.
Absolutely.
You got to figure out new things, new ways, and how to really, like, prioritize your relationship.
Whew.
And then you guys got engaged at your baby shower.
Yes.
So you're like, walk us through that a little bit about just, you know, first time motherhood, but also really just doing the relationship thing.
Awesome
and
dynamic.
Oh. What's that? What is that?
It's rough. I mean, when we had those little doula classes, they had this, they told us you're going in as a couple, but you're leaving as parents.
Mm-hmm.
So you leave as parents. And then 3 months later, you're now planning a funeral.
Mm.
But now we also were trying to plan a wedding. So it was life handled.
So
it was so many highs and the worst of lows.
Mm-hmm.
And I really am so grateful for the way he's handled me.
Yeah. Mm.
And I don't want to say handle, like, because I don't even
care.
I don't like. I'm very fragile.
Yeah.
And he is an only child who wasn't used to communicating his emotions or asking if you're okay. And he has just been so gentle with me. And I'm just so grateful because I'm not always going to be... My sad doesn't look sad. Sometimes my sad looks angry, you know? And I don't know how to say it at times.
Yeah.
And he can see it for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just very grateful for that. We've been implementing calendars. We have a whole calendar in the fridge.
Same.
We have to be on each other's calendars on our phones.
Yeah.
It's not a chore, but it has to be done. My OBG said that out of the 100% of her partners who come to her office, only 5% last. 5%. So, you know, we make it a thing to book hotels, child.
Yeah.
We have to take trips away, you know, mm-hmm. without our little man. We love him. Mm-hmm. But now having my aunt live with us and she's been able to, like, give us that. She'll be like, go be with your man.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, okay, like, okay. Like, mm-hmm. but then it's like, it's weird. I don't mm-hmm. know if you guys relate because it's like you have this moment with your man and you know this is the moment. So it's yeah. like, you're not doing no foreplay. You like. Oh, it's yeah. like it's like weird because you know you have. It's like you. That's why I'm so about. Yeah. yeah. If you're gonna have a child, if you ever have the, I guess I want to say the luck because men change mm-hmm. once you have a child. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't go into it that you want this for yourself. The mm. way your body goes through so much, it don't matter what my man says. He could say, I look good. Mm-hmm. If I feel like yep. crap,
yes.
it does not matter.
Yes. Yeah.
It does not yep. matter. So love what you're about to do for yourself. And if this oh. bringing a child, because with my man, I was just like, I was so grateful that he loved me
yeah.
through it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's ugly right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ugly in the sense of we're going through so many emotions.
Yeah.
But we're like in it. And mm-hmm. that's marriage for me. Because we've been together for, I think, 13 years.
A long time. It's
wow.
a partnership.
Like, yeah.
It's a partnership.
Yeah.
Like, people want the butterflies and all that stuff.
That's not just the love part.
That's not going to sustain mm-hmm. you 80 years from now.
Sustain you.
Yeah.
And people were giving us a lot of crap about, oh, yeah. you guys got engaged while you were pregnant. We didn't know we were trying to get pregnant. Let's yeah. be clear. Okay. I didn't hear it here first. We wasn't trying to get pregnant. I was living my best life. I just got my boobs
like,
done.
I was just doing my thing.
Was like, I was out here.
These were
fresh.
Not mommy boobs.
Yes. Right. Okay. So I just want people to know, like, it's not about the time. I think a lot of social media makes yeah. me be like, ooh, 5 years and you got... If I would have married John at 5 years, we would have not been together. There yeah. was no way. Because who I am now mm-hmm. at 31, yeah. mm-hmm. that is... No, I needed... I still don't know my man. I still don't know that man, especially as a father. So
yeah.
it's like, take your time. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about the ring. For yeah. me, I didn't care about the ring. I said, I want a life partner.
Yeah. I love
gonna
that.
Who's going to thug it out with me, okay? Because mm-hmm. it's going to be one day that I'm going to need to thug it out with him.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. It's not about... You got 5 years mm-hmm. to put a ring on me. And like,
I was going to say, you sound like you're going to be engaged for the next 20 years.
Listen, I'm really not pressed. Because I want a house first. I'm on my, I want yeah. my son's mm-hmm. Roth account looking cute.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I want my retirement looking mm-hmm. cute. I'm mm-hmm. not really pressed to impress adults.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not that part.
Say it again.
I'm not
that part. Like, that really unlocked something in me. Once I realized, like, everybody, I always say I care about what people think. Like, I think, like, it
to an extent,
it crosses yeah. my mind. But then I'm like, they're not paying my bills. They're
no.
not home with me. Like, after
no.
this moment, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
and that
matter.
Really freed me because
yes.
I was in my head a lot before
Good
all
for you.
Of that.
Yeah.
And then one day I just realized, like, it really don't matter.
It doesn't.
And that's when I, like, opened up a lot because I'm like, who cares what they say?
Who
it's
cares?
A great, like, way to live just all across the board with mm-hmm. just following your journey and walking mm-hmm. tall in it because that's how I, like, once I think it was 2021. I was mm-hmm. like, why am I caring so much about certain mm-hmm. things? Like, I can go after the thing. I can, you know, I don't have
Absolutely.
To be on anybody's time clock.
Absolutely.
I don't have to, you know, do the thing that people think I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be doing. Like,
I agree.
I'm in my journey, and that's
okay.
it. That's
no.
fine. And I think that that's something really, really encouraging to all the moms out there that are, or even because we have the aunties too.
Yes.
But, you know, because I think with the time clock.
Mm.
We have so many aunties that are like, when am I supposed, well, I'm supposed to get married first, or I'm supposed to have these kids, and when am I supposed to do it? Mm. You're supposed to do it when you are supposed to do
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely. We need aunties, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and I do believe that just because you're a woman, you don't have to bring life into this
oh,
world.
No.
You're not supposed to be a mom just because you're a woman.
That's
Ooh.
Very important. If you do not think you want kids,
yeah.
Don't slap them.
Don't
and
have
when
them.
Somebody asks you, especially if you're married or in a long-term relationship, when are you having kids? Make it weird. Like, make it real uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
be like we've been trying for the
yeah.
last year and it's not. Like, make it really uncomfortable for them
Absolutely.
So they don't ask the next
I love
person.
That. I love that. Because I'm like, what?
Like, you're asking about my sex life.
Like, literally. And I think that's the most embarrassing part about being pregnant is because people know you was having sex.
My dad told me
doing
that. When I was a teenager, we saw like a pregnant person and my dad was like, well, you know what she's been doing. And so I
yeah.
think about that every single time. I'm like...
You're it's not- always weird. Like, I think about it with, like, my in-laws. I'm like, dang, like, every time... Because they used to, when they would take the kids,
yeah.
they'd be like, all right, now, don't come back pregnant. But I'm like, you really thinking about the fact that I'm doing it with your son?
Like, you really are.
Like, you thinking about about the fact that
But then, before you're praying, they're like, "Well, y'all giving me some grandkids?" And you'd be like, "Ew, don't. I don't want to think about that with you in the room. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Be like, never if you keep asking.
No, listen. At this point, I'm just like, y'all, ladies.
Yeah. Don't do it if you don't want to, because it is not Instagram. And it's always like that line between, because when people are pregnant, they're like, "Oh, you're giving me all this unsolicited advice." And then they have the baby and they're like, "Why didn't anybody tell me? Or I'm pregnant." Everybody's only negative. Yeah. And then they have the baby and they're like, "Oh," like it is awesome. Like there's so many awesome points, but it's a
lot.
And so if you don't want it or you're not even sure, like don't do it yet.
Don't do it.
There's never a right time. But if you're like more like 40, 60 or something, like,
and you're second-guessing yourself, the trauma. Like, I had a C-section, and it was great for me.
I loved
the C-section.
Yeah.
I hated being induced. Why would anyone do that? I didn't know what induced meant, so when I went
Baby,
you would have thought, because I paid for doula. So I thought I knew everything. I was
tired.
She's like, you're getting induced today. I said, "Oh, I'm having Carter today." And then I get in the hospital. She goes, "Oh, no, baby, you're going to be here for a few days." I said, "I'm so sorry, what?"
Oh, wait, a few days.
Yeah, because
they start the process the day before.
Afterwards, especially if you have a boy and you want to get them circumcised.
The whole shebang. And then I didn't open up. I was 3 centimeters. Carter was chilling. He came out.
He said, "This is how many weeks were you when they induced you?"
39 weeks.
Oh, I was 40. I think I was 41 both times. I was 40 and 41. Like, they had to induce me because the first time my water wouldn't break. And no, I had no water. And then the second time they said I had gestational diabetes and they wanted to induce me at 37 weeks. But I was like, no. And I went, I should have said yes.
Yeah.
That's how I got my wrinkles. So I waited till 40. But
Jesus.
Now
I have my babies at 38 weeks.
Listen, that inducing is not for the for the week.
Because it's the fake contractions.
And
the
it's the
pitocin.
Worst. Oh, the Pitocin kicked in. I was on I was on all the drugs. They were like, and I was one of those, "I don't want the epidural. I don't want nothing."
I was that too. I was going to be at a birth center. Once they brought me to the hospital, I said,
"Give me the drugs."
I was hyperventilating.
I'll say, if you see I literally recorded my entire birth story, the whole thing. And then the anesthesiologist, they were getting so annoyed because I was like, "Ma, make sure it's focused." And the whole area has
we
to be.
We thought you were in pain.
Yeah. I am, but I need to get this clip because, look.
Everything is content.
Everything is content. And I'm so glad I did it because at that point, like, my mom was so hands-on.
Oh.
And it was crazy. Like, it gives me chills when I think about it. When I recorded my mom, I go, "Mom, you look like an angel." And she, just to know, like, I have that footage and just to have that. And I'm just like, oh, thank you, God, that I was that crazy lady giving birth.
Yeah.
Thank you. I needed that. And even at my baby shower, I had, like, all the grandparents say, "Hi, Carter, I'm your grandma." And I didn't even know.
I got
literally didn't know.
I don't know how you, like, do that. I'm over here. But
no, this makeup looks really good. I'm good. We're good. Like, I'm telling you, mommy would have been in here, like, off. Like, and that's who I am. And I hope to be able to give people that. Because when you look at me, don't be sad. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I have so much to offer and I want to make sure I like to tell people I'm a feeling.
Yeah.
Before you see beauty and everything, I'm a feeling.
She's not lying.
I want you to feel good around me. I'm just like y'all. I'm so grateful to be here and just how beautiful this is. The vibe has been incredible. And the questions, I looked at my team, I said, they're amazing. This is going to be great. This is going to be great. But this has been incredible. Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
I have one more question.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
I have one more question. So we talked about all the milestones. We talked about, you know, all the things that you've been through. But one thing we didn't really, like, go into is how have your friends shown up for you during this time? And then have your friendships changed, whether it be motherhood, grief? Are there people that didn't really know how to show up for you? Like, what has that been like?
Ooh, that's listen.
You know when the laugh happens, you're like,
that's that Sierra laugh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have the most incredible tribe. I do.
Okay.
My tribe, everyone knows my tribe. Like, my tribe is, wow. Like, my best friends organize my mom's funeral.
Wow.
That's how my tribe is.
Because that's another terrible thing.
Yeah.
When someone passes,
you
have to plan an event when I'm grieving.
I have to feed people. It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
My best friends planned the whole thing. They plan the whole thing. So that just tells you the type of.
So you can't have a big wedding because you can't afford to lose a friend.
Oh, no. I need them all. Yeah. Literally, I'm like, you guys have been in moments for me. And my mom was a mom to them. Like, you know, these my best friends have been my best friends since middle school, since high school. And my mom is the life of the party. Yeah. She's turning up. She would have been here twerking something. Yes. She's just that type of person. So for them to have carried that load for me, I will forever be grateful for them. They will forever. They are my non-negotiables.
Okay.
I don't care how mad. Get over it. Like, we in this. Like, I don't know. I told my best friend, if me and my man, God forbid, ever break up, I'm marrying my best friend. Like, I'm marrying one of them. Like, I don't know what to tell y'all. Like, you know, he is gay, but I thought it would be the perfect situation. Like, you could be with your man, I could be with my man, and we could, like, coexist.
Because we just said marriage is a partnership.
it's just a partnership. It's a good contract, you know. He got good credit. We got good credit. I was like, best friend. It's going to be great.
So y'all have a friendship contract.
They got that Jada and Will relationship.
Oh, shit. Listen, I don't know. We gonna have a, what's that company called? What's her company?
Red Table Talk.
Not the actual, like, her company.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, no. Whatever. Jada talks a lot.
No, I guess, I don't know. Wait, you got me hot. Listen, but look, in regards to friendships, I definitely did lose a lot of friends within motherhood too. Mm-hmm. And I think something happens to your instincts when you realize that, I don't know, your instincts just talk to you when you're pregnant. Like you really start doing some reevaluating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, who makes my stomach hurt?
Okay.
And if you make my stomach hurt, like that little, you gotta go.
Just trust it off.
You have to trust your gut. And I really thought, like, I really felt like that was my ancestors talking to me. And I said, I gotta do a whole cleanse. Okay, let's cleanse out. So when I was pregnant, I did a lot of shifting and a lot of relationships for me. I thought it was very important for my mental health.
Yeah.
And even ultimately, while I'm still in this grieving process, there were a lot of people who didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And there were people who didn't say anything at all. Mm. And I don't know if that's the hurt me, saying nothing and not knowing, like, just saying nothing, I think it's the worst thing you can do to someone.
Yeah.
You get it wrong. You're wrong either way. So my scissors have been sharp. Yeah. I've literally been very clear. Motherhood has made me clear. Losing my mother has made me clearer. Like, it was very, like, wow. I thought we were in each other's lives and you didn't know what to say. At all. Like, there's literally, you could have just Googled
AI now.
You could have Googled anyway. There's nothing, like, and I remember you may not respond to everyone who reached out, but I definitely remember people who didn't show up. They weren't missed, but I definitely took account and I remember. But
I have a quick question though, because we asked this about friendship. So it's like, especially since you're into confrontation, like, how do you end the friendship?
I was literally going to ask that.
Are you like, girl, we're not friends again? Or is it just like, you ain't show up, so we just have never connected? Like, is it a ghost or is it a...
No, I'm a little bit of both. I think especially where I'm at in life now, I feel like everything doesn't have to be said. I think friendships definitely have an expiration date.
Like, you
know. And it doesn't have to be a thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a thing. Like, you know we haven't been talking, girl. Like, you know we're not cool. Like, we don't got to even talk about it. It's cool. Mm-hmm. But I think if it's appropriate and we can be, like, you know, adults, I think there's definitely a time and place to end a relationship, especially if it mattered. Like, if it mattered to you, I think it's definitely worthy of sitting down and letting people know what time it is. And it doesn't have to be a rah-rah. It can just be like, we are in two different places in life and it's okay. And confrontation is not a bad thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially Black men, y'all can do it too. And it doesn't have to be anything but love, okay?
Yeah.
I always ultimately want to end a sit down with love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We, especially in motherhood, like, you think I'm going to tuck my face? Yeah. Absolutely not. Yeah. Like, I'm like, listen, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
You are not the person, you do not. I am, listen, I may, I am not that girl.
I used to be.
Listen, I only been in one altercation in high school, oh my gosh, and I will never, absolutely, like, you want to do what?
You
oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, I'm so scared. I will call the cops. I am not that girl. Monica Style Muse is a brand. This is work. I am a mom. I have so much to lose. And I think we need to, like you said, remove that negative, you know, idea that confrontation is bad. It's a good thing. We need to know how to communicate more.
Yeah.
People be like, oh, no, don't say nothing. When I say I'm going to say something, I swear I'm going to talk. I'm going to meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
The issues happen because of lack of confrontation, not because
say
of confrontation.
It. It's important. Talk more. Learn how to communicate. Express your words. Open up a dictionary and also know how to express yourself.
Open up a dictionary.
Because sometimes, listen, I'm good for I'm very vulgar, but when I want to make my point come across correctly, I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to name call you.
Yeah.
And sometimes we can get a little hot.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's important. Just like, I mean, listen, Michelle, I love you, but sometimes you got to go low. When I go hot, I'm going low, okay? But I'm trying to be better.
Because at least you get it out instead of thinking about it for like a month or 2 weeks or a week. Like, because then otherwise you're cursing them out in your brain for 2 weeks.
Get it out of your system. I believe in getting out of that, like, because you're compromising your emotions because you don't, like, if you want to confront, like, if you're something is bothering you,
talk
about it. That makes your stomach hurt.
No, and you got, and I really believe when you have all this, like, internal issues, it becomes something else. Illnesses, health issues.
Projecting, like, all that.
What you don't heal, your body reveals.
Oh, that's good.
Listen, child.
I didn't make it up, but, you know.
After I experienced, like, birth, I felt like everything happened to me. Like, I lost weight immediately, but then once life happened again, gained weight, started my hair loss. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. No one prepared me for hair loss. Yeah. Like, the balding was real.
That's a real thing.
I did not know that, like, you could lose your hair the way I was. Like, my hair is so thick, but there was, like, patches where I was like, girl, what is happening? But postpartum hair loss is a real thing, child. Jeez. It's okay. We doing it. And we make it look cute. We make it look easy.
So our actual last question.
Because they said last time.
Yeah, I know.
We said
last.
What do you think moms actually need to hear?
You doing just fine. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're doing just fine. Mm-hmm. We don't need to compare ourselves to anyone else. I know we hear this all the time. Don't compare yourself. It's so hard to. We're doing just fine. Because while people seeing you just be a mom, life is also throwing you a bunch of other obstacles.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I feel like that's what's allowed me to be graceful to my loved ones as well.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, wait, you were how old? And you also didn't know what you were doing.
Yes.
So this is the only, like, now I've been more graceful with more adults and more, not that I never was, but when you're younger, you're like, you're my mom. You should know what you're doing.
When I realized my mom was actually a woman was probably like 2 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, you were living a whole life going through who knows what while like, you don't think about that.
No.
Yeah. Or your dad or your aunt or your uncle. Everybody, like, once you get out of that main character energy and realize that everybody has their own lives going on besides what they present.
Yeah.
It really blew my mind.
It did. It was weird. And I feel like as girls, we were probably harder with our mothers.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we then became closer 100%. As we got older. And I'm like, dang, you were dealing with this?
Mm-hmm. While I'm complaining about
something stupid.
Snacks. We're doing just fine.
Yeah.
We're doing just fine. Like, we wear so many hats, being our own boss, while still have to keep up and be sexy for our loved ones, for ourselves, by being a mom and doing gentle parenting, child share, whatever. We're doing a little bit of everything. So I think sometimes society doesn't give us enough grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want us to be graceful with ourselves.
Because that's where it starts.
I'm always like, I'm never going to come up to work and be like, I'm a sad story. I'm not.
Yeah.
It's a part of my story. And I'm more than that. It's gonna make me evolve. And it has.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I'm not sure why God did it. There was a TikTok. I was like, what would you ask God? Mm-hmm. I'm still in my asking God phase.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I'm
that's
still,
okay.
Yeah. If I'm being transparent. But I know that it really showed me.
Yeah.
Wow. You're insane. Like, you can literally. You're capable of so many things. So you're doing just fine.
Well, thank you. We're so glad you joined us.
Yes,
and
thank you so much.
You're stuck with us forever.
You literally can't
because we come
be
to LA. So
please, I'm a foodie.
Let's eat. Bring the chill.
Oh my God! Listen, I'm so floored. I am so grateful. Thank you. I mean, we started off with a prayer, and when I tell you, it's just like I sunk into this couch.
Aww.
Thank you so much. You never know whose lives you can touch by something like this. This may be work, but God has been shifting me into this space. Like, I've been wanting to do a podcast for years, for years. And I told my team, I said, I want to talk more. And I didn't know what to talk about. And then life happened for me. And I'm like, I have so much to say. Yes. And I'm just so grateful because he's been pushing me into this space. Yeah. And I hope to see you guys at even bigger, okay? Amen. Y'all know Emmy, okay?
Amen.
We claiming it. These girls are incredible.
You're gonna make me cry.
Incredible. Seriously, you guys are incredible. The energy here, everybody from the behind the scenes, everybody's been truly amazing.
Thank you so much.
No, don't
keep talking,
cry.
Girl.
Keep talking. You guys are amazing. You're my dang, did you just drop your face on my face? Oh, no, that face is still sitting. Oh, wow. My face didn't come off. Thank you, Steve.
Check the credits.
Y'all, please make sure you guys support these girls. They were absolutely incredible. It's not a facade.
No.
It's real.
What's up?
Her too.
Thank you.
Hey moi.
What's up?
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 Hey moi.